Today's podcast is brought to you by Buffalito Destiny, a novel by Lawrence M. Schoen featuring hypnosis, aliens, telepathic dreams, really great sandwiches, eco-terrorism, and miniature bison-like creatures that fart oxygen. Published by Hadley Rowe Books.
Thursday, August 18th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Cho, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. Today, we take up one of the most powerful and controversial Type 9 verb suffixes we have. I'm talking about borg. B-O-G-H. Borg is used to create a relative clause. If you don't know what that means, think of it this way. Using borg with a verb creates a phrase that in English typically begins with the word which, or who, or that, and in some cases even where. The phrase is called a relative clause, and it modifies a noun. That noun can come before or after the phrase, depending on its relationship to that phrase. If you're still confused, I'm confident that a few examples will set it all right. Charbor, Romulushkan, Vichoch. I killed the Romulan who laughed. Muhoch, Charbor, Romulushkan. The Romulan who laughed killed me. Du with Borg, Pin, with Rombe. We didn't meet the boss that chose you. Nu Rombe. Do with Borg, Pin. The boss that chose you didn't meet us. Try to resist using relative clauses for a while. You won't be able to, but the attempt will build up your discipline, and perhaps cause you to use them sparingly, which in the end will be a good thing. But do start slow. This is a big step for you, grammar-wise. Relative clauses open up vast new possibilities of language use. Kopme, poshmoch, chol.